The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Well, she's back from her long weekend away. Perth Now editor Nat Richards, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
How was your long weekend?
It was smashing. Just relaxing, lovely. I managed to get away this time. There's no lockdown to stop me, so
fantastic. Well, you know what? It's almost too easy to segue from your escape into this next story.
Yes. So I knew where you were going with that one. Well done.
this story just really blows my mind. It's the sort of thing that, you know, you'd expect to see, you know, sort of Steve McQueen in The Great Escape or something like
something
that.
Something off a movie, this, all over. So over at Yonge Hill Detention Centre, which is up at Northam, they've managed to find an escape tunnel. And it's honestly got to be seen to be believed, I reckon. It's managed to make it within 5 metres of the boundary. So they're about 20.
So they got close?
Yeah, massive. Absolutely massive. 20 metres long. It's taken them 3 months, they reckon. And it's only just been discovered, which is kind of heartbreaking for them that they got so close, isn't it?
So they've drilled. They've taken 3 months to dig this tunnel.
Yeah.
And they've nearly made it to freedom. And then they've been busted.
Yeah. And these people, they're people in immigration detention, so they don't tend to be, you know, these guys aren't murderers, but still, I mean, it's against the law, you're not supposed to try and escape. But this has gone from the floor of a room 6F, which was apparently being used by a man who was what they call a 501, and a 501 is somebody that was going to be basically deported because they're not allowed to stay.
Criteria.
No, so I guess it was a bit of a last ditch attempt to make a runner.
To stay. I wonder how they, because I'm imagining if you're tunneling, you're going to get a big pile of dirt, right? That from your excavation, and then
how do you
get away with it? Like,
and
I think in The Great Escape, they like tucked it into their pants and they sort of walked around and they shook the leg of their pants and the dirt came out the bottom to sprinkle it around the quadrangle.
There's also, they don't know how this person's managed to do it. I mean, they've got some serious rough hands that they've managed to get through the dirt with, or I don't know, spoons.
Yeah. So much we don't know about this story.
I have no idea how they managed to do
like
it.
They put like rafters and stuff in there, like it was a mining tunnel to stop it from collapsing.
I have no idea. It can't have been very safe, can it? Really,
no, you
wouldn't have much to work with
when
you're in immigration detention. And this person's managed to make it through two of the internal fences, so managed to bypass both of those and came heartbreakingly close to the end.
It's amazing. I think we shouldn't deport this guy because he's clearly an engineering master. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to build the Forest Field Airport link right now.
Let's get him involved.
With those tunnels.
Tunnel boring machine.
Do you know how much those tunnel borers cost?
Yeah.
They cost billions of dollars.
Old bloke from 6F down there.
Yeah, this bloke and
his
teaspoon. He'll have it done.
Well, we get done quicker.
Yeah, we'll have it done in no time.
Yeah,
well, brilliant. That's pretty amazing. And, you know, I'm reading in the story on Perth Now that it's not the first time someone has tried to tunnel out of a detention centre.
Oh,
it happened
correct.
At Villawood in Sydney back in 2001 when 23 asylum seekers actually managed to escape by tunneling out.
It's just stuff that you don't think happens in real life.
Yeah.
And yet someone's given it a crack.
Yeah.
And
good on them.
Yeah.